Amuma says No got its name in a roundabout sort of way. The original band members were tossing around some names one day. As tambourine player Sean Ockett recalls, the lead singer, Jill Aldape, told them her Amuma, that's grandmother in Basque, would be horrified at every name they suggested.
She kept saying, my Amuma wouldn't like that. My Amuma wouldn't care for that name. I can't be in a band named that. So finally, I think it was I who said, well, why don't we call it Amuma Says No? So then everybody voted, and it won.
Even though the band's name means grandmother says no, hardly anyone can say no to the blend of traditional accordion and tambourine that's kicked up a notch with drums, guitar, and bass.
I like Gurela, which is sort of a song about Basque, being Basque and being proud about being Basque. It's ours, and being strong and Basque. And that one's sort of a real rocker. It's got a lot of guitar and accordion. So it's a very traditional song.
The band meets every week in the Frontone building in downtown Boise to practice. A couple of guys are playing the Basque handball game of Pala. Right on the edge of this court, there's a row of doors leading to small rooms.
This is our band room. This is where we practice.
This building used to be a boarding house and eating hall for sheep herders who came from the Basque country.
My great-grandmother used to cook here in this kitchen when she first came over.
So it's only fitting that Amuma Says No should practice right off this old kitchen.
It's really special, and I think a lot of our grandparents and stuff probably had friends and family that came through here, so it's really neat. I feel like there's probably, they're watching us, their spirits are around and enjoying what Amuma Says No does.
Ockett grew up listening to folk music from the Basque Country. He knew early on he had to be a part of this. He tried the violin as a kid, then the penny whistle, and the accordion. One thing kept getting in the way. Practice.
One of my friends played the pandero or the tambourine, and I said, hey, can I give that a try? He said, yeah. Gave me one, and then he taught me a couple things, and then I just started playing.
The tambourine and the accordion are at the heart of Basque music, and the heart of Amuma Says No.
The Basques use both the tambourine and the accordion because they're loud. They're portable. They don't need amplification.
That became important during the early 1900s when the Catholic Church frowned on music and dancing.
They could take both the tambourine and the accordion up into the mountains to these small towns and have festivals and parties. They could go anywhere they want, away from the church and away from towns, and not be sort of persecuted.
Ockett actually went to the Basque Country to study music. He ended up living with a master accordion player who helped him perfect his style.
And I got to play like with all these people that I had grown up listening to on these old tapes and old records.
Now, some 17 years later, those old records and tapes influence Amuma Says No. While this isn't traditional Basque music, Ockett says it still has the accordion and the tambourine.
Has so much fun together, and we love each other. I think we're all really good friends, and we keep going and have fun. Keep doing the things that give life into Basque communities, and including here in Boise and other places.
The band continues to work on a new CD that will feature mostly original songs. Meanwhile, Ockett joins Amuma Says No each week here at the Frontone building to practice, bringing the old country and the new together through music. For VOA News, I'm Sadie Babbitts in Boise, Idaho.